Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, welcome to the Fantasy Football Follies. I'm in a great mood today. This is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the GM of Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. the champion of the regular season in the Howard Stern Emotional Friends Fantasy Football League by a resounding five fucking games. 20-5, people. 20-5. Okay, the reason why I'm 20-5 in the scoring system in the league is that because every week, if you win the game, you get 1 point. And if you are the top four high scorers, you get another point. Okay, so let's just simplify that. Okay, so I'm 20-5. All right, let that sink in. Don't tell me or let anyone tell you that winning the regular season doesn't matter, okay? Who wouldn't want a first-round bye, huh? Everybody wants a first-round bye. You know what I'm going to be doing this upcoming week? I'm going to be in Aruba somewhere, okay? I'm going to have my feet in a pool, okay? That's how I'm going to be watching the games from a pool in, maybe I'll be in Bermuda, okay? Maybe I won't go to Aruba. Maybe I'll be in Bermuda. Or fuck it, maybe I'll be in Mexico. I could go wherever I want. You know why? Because I have a fantasy football bye. That means I'm not stressing. I'm not worrying. You like that?
You like that?
Anybody, everybody would want a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Okay? I'm on the top of the world staring down at the waste that I laid down to that fucking league. The standings are as follows. Rappaport's the light, a.k.a. that thing's big. First place. Second place, Elephants on Parade, a.k.a. hit him with the hind. The team that the commissioner, Jason Kaplan, he's in second place. He's got the other bye. I'm sure he won't be in Bermuda, Aruba, or Mexico. He'll probably be, I don't know, who the fuck knows, hosing himself off eating grass and hay somewhere in an elephant farm. we got the first round buys. Rounding out the deplorables is the team managed by JD, Mama Monkey, my main man, Scott Salem, and my other main man, Will Murray. I called into the wrap-up show last Friday, and Gorilla, a.k.a. Baba Booey, he claimed not to care about beating me. Okay, he claimed not to care about beating me. He said, I don't care if I beat you, but if I lose to you, I'll get knocked out of the playoffs. Giving me the impression, okay, that if I beat his ass, which I did, which I will walk you through beat by beautiful beat right here on this episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Fantasy Football Follies. Unfortunately, this confused gorilla doesn't even know the rules and regulations and standings of his own league. So although I beat his ass, he managed to stuff himself into the playoffs. Okay? He confused me, the listeners, and all of Twitter. Okay? But Sunday is where champions are made. And I wanted to be right there, up close and personal. Okay? To feel my victory. I knew it was coming. I knew I was going to win. And God as my fucking witness, Miles Davis and Jordan Winter, the producers extraordinaire, they will tell you that I said the way I want to beat Gorilla is I want to beat him close and I want to beat him in the last minute. I swear I said that. And lo and behold, the fantasy football gods, they're shining on me right now. Knock on wood. They are fucking shining on me. I took a little trip down to San Diego, okay, for this week's matchup against Fafa Flunky to watch two of my favorite players in the NFL and two of my big dogs in my fantasy football team called Rappaport's Light, a.k.a. that thing's big, a.k.a. make it stop, a.k.a. a history of violence. I got down there looking forward to see Big Mike Evans and Melvin Gordon in the flesh. Delanie Walker was on bye. So this week I picked up Cameron Brate at tight end to add more juice to squeeze and more pain to that fucking monkey. I want to give a shout out and a sincere thank you to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for taking care of me and the Iron Rappaport crew. Me, Miles Davis, and Jordan Winter. They hooked us up with field passes and tickets to the game. Keep it going, Buccaneers. I love to see you in a playoff game. If you make the playoffs, I'm coming down there, time and scheduling permitting. We had a fantastic time. We met fantastic people. It was just a great day. It was a beautiful day for football, okay? I feel bad for the fans, the loyal, passionate fans of the San Diego Chargers that they have to sit there and watch their team in that quote-unquote Qualcomm arena. It's a shitbox, all right? We walked through the tunnel. Walked onto the field, the sun was shining, and who do I see right before my very eyes but Big Mike Evans? Oh, I ran after him. I chased him down. He walked down the tunnel. I saw him. I said, holy shit, there's Big Mike. Big Mike was going up the tunnel. True fucking story. I'm running as fast as I've run in the last 22 years. Big Mike! He doesn't turn around. Big Mike! He doesn't turn around. Big Mike! He finally turns around, probably out of fear of his life that there was a crazy person chasing after him. He sees me. I see him. I give him a pound. I go, yo, I'm Michael Rapport. He goes, I know who you are. I'm a big fan. I go, holy shit, Big Mike. I'm a fucking fan. I love you. This is a true story. I'm such a fan of yours. I love that you're kicking ass. I came all the way down here from L.A. to see you, Big Mike. He goes, oh, shit, I know who you are. Next Friday, he starts naming off my resume. I say, Mike, you're my guy in fantasy. You're my guy in real life. Get out there. Give him the fucking business. I give him a pound, a hard pound, because he's a goon. Okay, I'm 6'2", 6'3", 215, maybe 225 pounds of good loving. Okay? This guy towered over me. He was a specimen. It was like fate was shining on me, the Gringo Mandingo. So we went out onto the field. We stayed on the field. We watched all the players warm up in person. And I'm telling you, when you're watching professional football players warm up in person, when you're right there, when you were so lucky Again, the Buccaneers, they hooked us up. The GM, my man Peter Schrager, hooked me up with the hookup. It's just exciting. Famous Jameis Winston came out. All of them, Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers, they're all on right there in front of us. We're touching footballs, squirting Gatorade bottles. It was great. We're right there watching the guys warm up. Every time Big Mike ran by, I said, "Big Mike, Big Mike." I don't know if he heard me or not. I just wanted him to know that I was there. I offered to tie shoes, bring water, tape ankles, put eye black on people's faces, whatever they wanted. I was there to do it. Finally, security said, "Get the fuck off the field." Everybody had left. Okay? I was the last man who had a field pass off the field. I stayed about 12 minutes past my welcome. They finally said, "You gotta go." Okay? The referees came up to me. God is my witness. First of all, I want to give a shout. I don't remember their names, and I won't name names. Super cool. All the refs that actually ref the NFL game between the Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they came up, gave me a pound. One of them said, "You're playing Fa-Fa-Fooey this week." And I said, "Yes, I am, and I'm going to fucking ruin them." There was another ref. I can't remember his name. I was so excited and so thrown off that they knew who I was from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Shout out to G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. By the way, we're going to be doing a live podcast this Saturday, December 10th in New York City. Me, G. Moody, special guest Danny Aiello. We're having the first ever Aiello Off live at Irving Plaza. Tickets are still available. It's going to be fantastic. Guru John Hansen is going to be there. Al Schmizel, who I battle weekly against in $20 games at DraftKings, he's going to be there. Tickets are available still. www.iamrapaporttour.com. But let's stay focused. The sun was shining so bright on my face. I had my sunblock on. I took in some sun, though. I wanted to feel it. I wanted to remember. Okay? I wanted to remember what it was like to be on the field, to witness fantasy football history. Okay? Let me break it down like this. Heading into the afternoon, this was the scenario. Okay? My team, Rappaport's the Light, a.k.a. That Thing's Big, was down to Gorilla's team, Delabonte. 120.8 to 72.5. I swear I wasn't worried. I knew it was going to get worked out. I had four players left. Gorilla had one player left. The monkey, because he's a dumb, dirty, stinky animal, started Dak Prescott on the road against the Minnesota Vikings instead of Phillip Rivers at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You dumb fuck you. Going into the late games Sunday, he only had Larry Fitzgerald left. And it's funny what fantasy could do for you. I love Fitzgerald. But when I'm playing against him, I'm thinking about all the things that I don't like about him. And there's really nothing that I don't like about Fitzgerald except for that Gorilla owns him on his fantasy football team. It was hard to conjure up the hate that I normally get when I'm playing against other players. Because Fitzgerald, how could you not like Larry Fitzgerald? I love him. Unfortunately, he's owned by Monkey. I had Amari Cooper, Melvin Gordon, who I'm sure was playing with a chip on his shoulder because I didn't come over and say hello to him. Okay, I didn't want to get arrested, Melvin, but I felt like he felt like shunned that I didn't come over. I think he felt like a little bit left out because Big Mike Evans got all the shine. Okay, so I had Big Mike Evans and corn-fed Connor Brate, who is so humble and so happy to be in the NFL that my sources, okay, I have real sources. They tell me he refused to spend $21 on the sea bass at dinner just the other night. Let me tell you something, Connor. I'll buy you as much sea bass as you want if you help me win the playoffs, Cameron. Anytime you want sea bass, you call up me, the Gringo Man Ding. I'll take you out to the best sea bass in whatever city you want, my main man. Okay, I put it out into the universe that I wanted a close victory, and away we went. Melvin Gordon said, "Get on my back and ride," catching more passes than usual, fighting. I witnessed him fighting for every extra yard. Melvin Gordon is the most improved player in the NFL this year, for sure. I don't know if the NFL has that award, but he's the most improved player in the NFL this year. No fumble since the first or second week, maybe the third week. Productive, catching passes, playing hard, and a breakout running back for the San Diego Chargers, a breakout star. I sat there and I witnessed Melly Mel with the clientele scratching and clawing for every extra tenth of a point, third of a point, quarter of a point. All points matter. Don't ever forget that in fantasy football. All points matter. All right, Big Mike Evans, Cameron Brate, and Amari Cooper got off to slow starts, okay, as the run was featured heavily by their respective squads. Okay, they got to do what they got to do, but I need to do what I need to do. Evans started getting double teamed. This guy Cecil Shorts got hurt early. I watched it. It was painful to watch. I really, really, really wish this guy a speedy recovery. Okay, Cecil Shorts, shout out to you. I saw that. The crowd was gasping. Knee injury, leg injury. At the time of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, Fantasy Football Follies, the injury hasn't been diagnosed. But I really wish this guy a speedy recovery. Connor stepped things up and solidified himself as Famous Jameis's number two target quickly, which worked out good for me and Rappaport's delight. If you looked on the sidelines like I did, Big Mike and Big Brate were the only players Jameis were throwing warm-up passes to. I saw it with my own eyes, okay? In the desert, Fitzgerald was making catch after catch, getting gorilla point after point. Third all-time in receptions behind Jerry Rice and Tony Gonzalez. Shout out to Larry Fitzgerald. I fucking love you, man. I'm sorry for those 2 or 3 hours where I was rooting against you. I'm sorry. All right, my man Melvin Gordon, he was going hard. He got a touchdown early from 2 yards out, okay? But I had barely cracked 100 points, and I needed more. Simple receptions weren't enough. I needed touchdowns. I needed money, okay? Internet service in this shitbox San Diego Stadium was spotty at best, okay? You had to, like, hold on to a piece of electricity and hold your phone up and balance on one leg just to get your internet working. No tweeting, no Snapchatting, no nothing. All I wanted was the scores. This fucking Qualcomm Stadium, they don't even have the scores for the other games in the NFL. Can you believe that shit? No wonder the Chargers are going to leave that arena. The fans love that team. You can't even find out what's going on across the NFL in Qualcomm. I finally got some internet service and saw that my man Amari Cooper only had one catch for 22 yards heading into the fourth quarter. Just fucking one catch. I prayed. I prayed, I begged, I said, Amari, please do it for me. I need you to do something. Boom! 37 yards later, it happened. And it happened beautifully. The gorilla was officially on his heels. We were jumping around. People didn't know what the fuck we were jumping for. Great people around us. We had Bucks fans, we had San Diego fans, but it was friendly. There weren't like lunatics fighting. We saw a fight in the stands. So stupid. Go to a football game and God forbid something happens. There's kids there. A woman got pushed down. So dumb. Watch the game and shut up. Cheer against the other team. It ain't that serious. Even fantasy, it ain't that serious. Well, my fantasy's serious, but it's not serious enough to get into an altercation at Qualcomm Arena. You dumb fuck you. Anyway, so Coop puts me in the game, puts me in striking distance. Fitzgerald kept doing his thing. He wound up having 10 catches on the day. I needed him to stop. Okay, I needed him to stop. I was begging, just don't throw him the ball. I don't care what you do in Arizona. Do what you do. I don't care what you do. Carson Palmer, I love your team. Okay, but just stay away from Fitzgerald and those fucking braids. 9 minutes left in the game that I was at. The Bucks come charging towards the end zone. I'm sitting right there behind the end zone, high up. People in our section are confused. And then, elation. It was genuine elation. Like, I don't want to say it was sexual, but it was that kind of like post-sexual elation. Cameron Brate, you did it, you big cornbread eating fucking big motherfucker. He's huge. I saw him up close. 6'5". Gotta be at least 250 pounds of good loving, a 12-yard catch, touchdown. It was just for me. I know it was just for me. And then to top it all off, Tampa Bay goes for 2 points, and who do they throw it to? Take a guess who they throw it to. Big Mike Evans for the 2-point conversion, putting me up by 2 fucking points, beating the gorilla. I'm dancing. We're clapping. The San Diego Chargers fans are looking at me like, what the fuck? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans are looking at me like, what the fuck? No one knows what we're cheering for or why we're cheering. Big Mike Evans looked into the crowd to give me the game ball. I know that he was trying to do that. He couldn't find me, so he wound up giving it to a kid. Because that is what it's like to be a class act, okay? And that is how you become a true fantasy football legend. Don't give it to me. I'm the dingo. I have plenty of balls. Okay, give it to a kid. But I like the gesture, Mike Evans. Cardinals went back. They scored a touchdown, but it didn't have anything to do with Fitzgerald. You like that? You like that? That gorilla was double-fisting jelly beans, popcorn, and bananas while his team went down, you fucking ape, you. Final score, 139.6 to 138.6. Die, monkey, die. Spilled that fucking blood. Somehow or another, again, he made it into the Stern League Fantasy Football Playoffs. Again, I don't know how he did it. He confused everybody, including myself, going into Sunday. I thought if I beat him, I would knock him out of his own league's playoffs. How glorious would that have been? All right, but nonetheless, a win is a win. Regular season, playoffs, all wins matter. All loafs matter. And all points matter. We're going to take a break, listen to some funk. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, Fantasy Football Follies. Yo, if you're looking for a mattress, go to CasperMattress.com. Casper Mattress is the most awarded mattress of the decade. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. You can try a Casper Mattress for 100 nights, risk-free, in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. It is made in America. You could get a king-size Casper mattress for just $950. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Okay, Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend one-third of your lifetime on it. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Terms and conditions apply. They have sheets. They have pillows. They even have Casper dog beds, which my dog Wheezy is sleeping on right in front of me right now. Go to www.casper.com. Change the way you sleep. Sleep like a big giant baby or a big giant gringo mandingo like me. I sleep on a Casper mattress every single night and I love it. The sheets are fantastic. The pillows are fantastic. Go to Casper.com now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Before we get into the segment that's sweeping the nation, okay, and taking ESPN by storm, that'll get you benched. I'm going to give you a little update in my other leagues. I'm in the Allison Chains Fantasy Football League, okay, with Jerry Cantrell, Scott Ian, bunch of rock and rollers, Rich Eisen, okay, Maurice Jones-Drew. I got a bye in that league as well. Second place, fucking Rich Eisen. Yeah, I'll be in Aruba or Bermuda or Mexico, okay? You'll be scratching, clawing your way to get to the second round and possibly beat me, Rich Eisen. I'll take you down also. In my money league, I faced CC Sabathia. You know what I did the first time we played, okay? It's my money league. I'm looking around the bases all day long on you, CC. I'm ready to take you deep in the old Yankee Stadium. Ninth inning. You fuck you. I love CC Sabathia. Cool as shit. Good dude. But there ain't no feelings in fantasy football, Mr. Sabathia. World Series ring haver. Don't mean nothing in fantasy football. Okay? All right, let's get to it. The name of the segment is That Will Get You Benched. Eric Dickerson, we heard about you more in the past 2 weeks than we've heard about you in the past 20 years. You popped off about Jeff Fisher and how you weren't going to be at the Rams games as long as he was coaching and this and that. It became front page sports news. I don't know why. Stupidest beef in sports history all season. Who cares? These guys are bickering. I guess you're not going to be coming to the Coliseum anytime soon because Jeff Fisher, a.k.a. Money Bags, just got a 2-year extension. Fuck you, money, is what he got. I feel for you, Eric Dickerson. I like you. You don't got your Jerry Curl anymore. You're not on the sidelines anymore, which is a damn shame. And Jeff Fisher is one loss away from the most losses all time. But somehow or another, he got an extension. And now you're talking about having nude pictures for blackmail? Eric Dickerson, that'll get you benched. Why you got nude pictures of Jeff Fisher? Huh? That'll get you benched, man. Let that man live. And really, why do you have pictures of Jeff Fisher? Alleged pictures of Jeff Fisher for blackmail. Come on, man. Don't play yourself, man. That'll get you benched. Next up, Riverboat Ron Rivera. You're getting benched, my man. How are you going to bench Superman over not wearing a tie? Huh? That's why you took out Superman? Because he didn't wear a tie? He looks sharp. There's been so many other reasons and incidents when you could have benched him for outfits. He's out there looking like a Christmas tree on bath salts half the time. And you don't bench him for that shit? He shows up at press conferences wearing tights with no socks and hard-ass shoes. You should have benched him for that. And then you let Derek Anderson step onto the field in one of the hardest stadiums to play in up in Seattle. And he throws a roly-poly pass to Mike Tolbert, who bobbled it, and it led to a pick. Your season was already over. Your fantasy quarterback is running for his life because your offensive line is terrible. His mechanics are all fucked up. And you got issues with his wardrobe? You got bigger fish to fry, Riverboat Ron. You don't bench your quarterback over a tie in prime time. I do the benching. Okay, Ron Rivera? I do the fucking benching, and that'll get you benched. The New York Jets. Ay, 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 ay. You benched Ryan Fitzpatrick at halftime. Fitzy, I love you, but you shouldn't have missed training camp, okay? You might not get another chance to be a starter now, and I like you, Fitzy. I met you. I was rooting for you, okay? Your history on the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast, it's documented. We're on your side. The Jets benched themselves on Monday Night Football. Just should have just stayed in the locker room. You gave Dwayne Allen 3 touchdowns in the first fucking half? That's enough for the whole team, the coaching staff, Woody Johnson, and guest Mike Pence to get benched. Vice President-elect was out there at the game, and this is what you do? 2 dumb fuck kids ran on the field and got lit up by security. Honestly, that was the best hit of the night. I don't even know where to start. The whole team, the whole organization, they should all get benched. Listen, I don't condone to these kinds of activities, okay? Enjoy the clink, you dumb fuck. This kid ran out there during the game. Security knocked him on his ass, okay? That'll get you benched. That'll get the Jets benched. That'll get Monday Night Football benched. They should have never even put the game on the air. Up next, 2 quarterbacks. Blake Bortles, you fuck you. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, okay? You have more career pick 6 than career wins. I'm going to say that again. You have more career pick 6s than you have career wins, Blake Bortles. What the fuck are you doing? That will get you benched, okay? Maybe you never, I'm never taking you as a quarterback on DraftKings. Ever, 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 ever. You make me nervous, man. I don't care that you get doo-doo points. Who knows when they're coming, Blake Bortles? Colin Kaepernick. Listen, I understand that it was snowing in Chicago. You're from the West Coast. The 49ers, blah, 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 blah. It's been a long, tumultuous season for you and the Niners. Okay? I understand that you'd rather run the ball than throw a 1-yard completion for 5 yards, but that shit will get you benched. It's over. You actually got benched during the game, and they replaced you with Blaine the Stain Gabbert. Okay? You said you were surprised at the benching. For real? Now Chip Kelly is saying that you'll be starting this week against the Jets with the 2 head coaches on the hottest of hot seats. Chip Kelly, that'll get you benched. Figure it out. You want to start Kaepernick after you just benched him? Nobody knows what the fuck is going on, Chip Kelly. Matty Ice, fucking Matty Ice. You were up. You were up. Okay? You couldn't figure it out, huh? You couldn't figure it out, Matty Ice. I like you, Matty Ice. You were on your way to being a game up in the NFC South with a resounding victory against the red-hot Kansas City Chiefs, and you throw pick number two, not number one, pick number two to Eric Berry, and he returns it for a two-point conversion. Matty Ice, you're having a great year. People were talking about you being an MVP candidate, but the knock has always been that you're not clutch. I like you, Matty Ice. You seem like a nice guy. But how can I stand up and argue for you, Matty Ice, when you're throwing touchdowns into the other team's hands? Eric Berry ran that shit back like fucking Carl Lewis. Just throw it to Julio. Okay, Julio will catch it. He's a beast. And you throw it into the stands? You were winning, you dumb fuck. Matty Ice, that'll get you benched and possibly iced out of the playoffs. Let's go, Bucks. Time to take a little look at the Heisman vote. Hey, guy got beef with the voters because unblockable defensive end Jonathan Allen for undefeated Alabama and Donnell Pumphrey. I like that name, Pumphrey. Never even thought about that. Donnell Pumphrey, who is now the second all-time leading rusher in college football history. Okay, and looks like my paper boy. They weren't nominated for the Heisman Trophy. 870 voters from the media who voted. That'll get you benched. Okay? These guys are out there dominating. I'm not saying they should win. Okay? But they shouldn't be considered? No. That'll get you benched. Speaking of college football, Pete Carroll. You may have your Seattle Seahawks scrimmage against the University of Washington to prepare them against Alabama. Let me tell you something. The fact that I even have to bring this up on my show, the Fantasy Football Follies, makes me sick. Okay? You're fighting. Okay? You're fighting for a playoff spot, Pete Carroll. Not everybody's hopped up on HGH. Okay? You're on something. You're 79 years old. You're hopping around the whole game. You look fantastic. You're on something. Some growth hormones, some male hormones or something. Don't do that. Your team is suffering from bad injuries. That'll get you benched. Finally, Tom Brady. Not many people know this. Okay? But you call in every halftime during Monday Night Football to talk to boring Jim Gray. Okay? I don't like him. He's the one who was there doing the decision with LeBron. This time, Jim Gray asked you if you think my main man, 50 grand, Derek Carr, should win MVP. And you turned ice cold. That's what I expect from you, Tommy B. You're not a nice guy. I respect it, though. You're a killer. A cold-blooded fucking killer. I don't mean it literally, but on the field, you're a competitor. I respect it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Okay? You took a page out of your coach's book, and you didn't answer the question directly, you fuck you. You said, you know I don't like the hypotheticals, Jim. My man, what is you talking about? Okay, that's what talking on the radio is all about. Okay? You're just mad because the Raiders have the same record as you and are currently ahead of you via the tiebreaker. You're just mad that Derek Carr is on the rise and you're on the wrong side of the 201st victory. You fuck you. I know, you got 201 victories, okay? But Derek Carr is creeping down the back street on D's like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Getting snippy with Jim Gray, who shot back. 10-for-2 Oakland isn't hypothetical, Tommy B. Tommy B, don't hate the player, hate the game. That will get you benched. You fuck you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I cannot wait for this Thursday. Bizarro Jack Del Rio takes his team into the barbecue pit in Kansas City for a game that should have every single bit of everything. The Raiders are undefeated on the road. They have that clutch gene. Big time on Thursday night. I'll take the Raiders. I'm riding with Oakland. They're about it. I'd love to see them make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Redemption over the fucking Patriots in the AFC Championship. Tuck rule my ass. I'd love to see it. Let's go black hole. No, Bruno. This week is going to be filled with smash mouth fantasy football and smash mouth real football. All right, a lot of division and conference games with playoff implications are going down this week. As I told you, the Chiefs versus the Raiders, Pittsburgh at Buffalo, Chicago at Detroit, Denver at Tennessee, Houston at Indianapolis, Seattle at Green Bay, Atlanta at Los Angeles, Tampa at New Orleans, Dallas at New York. Beat these fucking guys, Giants. Let's go, Giants. Eli, I went out on a limb. Okay, on ESPN with the great Carry Champion, I put you on my all goon squad. Yes, I did say you have the face of a lost child at Disneyland, but I also did say you have the heart of a fucking lion. Let's go, Eli. They're coming to your home turf. Okay, and we got Baltimore and New England. Watch out for Baltimore. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I get to watch these games as a civilian with two of my three fantasy teams on bye. It's going to be beautiful. For all of you that missed the playoffs in your respective leagues, listen, I need to bring you in a little huddle here. Okay, don't give up on watching the games. Do not stop talking shit. Start scouting now. Start mock drafting now, you loser you. Okay? Don't blame your team. Don't blame the real teams. Blame yourself, you fuck you. Okay? Blame yourself. Don't hate the fantasy. Hate yourself. It's never too soon to start mock drafting. It's never too soon to start the rest mock drafting. Okay? I'm especially speaking to you in the Iron Rappaport League. I'm especially speaking to the people in the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast League, the Rappapack League. I expect you losers to set the tone for the rest of the world. Wig Peace Dukes, your team was trash. Luther Vandross Soul, trash. Chicago Rappapack, yo, you're my man. You know you are. But it's over. Okay? Zebrahead, D's Nuts, and What That Mouth Do? Keep talking shit, keep setting the trends, and start mock drafting now. I want to give shout out to all the teams in the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Fantasy Football League that made the playoffs. Rody Rappapack, my man Mr. Morris, Albino Rhino Jr., No Bruno, Stickman, and in first place, Anthony Hubert. You guys, keep the competitiveness going. We're giving away a fantasy ring from officialfantasyrings.com. The ring is going to be gorgeous. I like that, Hubert. Okay? I got a present for you at the New York City live show this Saturday, okay? Because winning does mean something. Winning the regular season does mean something. So, Hubert, we got a prize for you this Saturday, okay, at Irving Plaza, 3 p.m. for the live show. I'm doing the plug seamlessly. That was so seamless. If you want tickets to the show, again, iamrappaporttour.com. Me, the Gringo Mandingo, and G Moody, last name rhymes with duty, live special guest. Looking forward to all the psychological warfare that goes down. I do accept bribes as commissioner. Okay, I'm proud to say that the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Leagues is the most corrupt league in fantasy football. While we're in New York, December 11th, the next day after the show, after we shut down the show at Irving Plaza, I'm going to be hosting the DraftKings Fantasy Football World Championship, which really just shows you how far the Juru has come, okay? I cannot wait to see someone win millions of dollars playing fantasy football at the DraftKings Fantasy Football World Championships. Can you fucking believe that shit? Somebody's going to walk away. Like, if you win $2 million playing fantasy football and you blow it, you should be able to set your life. I'm not saying that's, you know, you don't have to work anymore in your life, but you really don't need your little day job anymore. $2 million playing fantasy football, that's good money. All right? It's going to be a great weekend in New York City. It's going to be a fantastic weekend in New York City. All right, listen. Now it's time to help you break the bank this weekend. Here's where I give you the tips. You could either listen to me, okay, or you could laugh at me. My suggestion is listen to me. Here's my DraftKings value picks for week 12. Do with this information what you please. But if you want to win, if you're about winning, okay, You're going to take some of this information and you're going to take heed to it on DraftKings this weekend. Anybody that wants to dance with the dingo, you know where to find me, people. I'm easy to find. Go to www.draftkings.com/IamRapaport. They set us up with our own league. I'm playing hundreds of people week after week after week. They come into the monkey cage one way, huh? But they leave another way. You want to win? Take heed to what I'm about to tell you. Alex Smith, okay? $5,200 at home against Oakland. Andy Dalton, $6,100 against Cleveland. I don't need to say anything else about Cleveland. What a fucking shit show. Kirk Cousins, you like that?
You like that?
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
$6,300 at Philadelphia. But I go Smith, Dalton, Cousins, Darren Smalls, running back, $4,400 at home against Washington. My man, Rashad Jennings, you've turned it around. $4,900 at home against Dallas. Latavius Murray, $5,200 at Kansas City. Those are my running backs in that order. This is how you break the bank. You want to win? Listen to a winner. Sproles, Rashad, Latavius. Here's my wide receivers. Dontrell Iman, $4,800 at Carolina. Randall Cobb, 5 G's at home against Seattle. He's getting touches. Okay, it's a tough matchup for A-Rod. It's a tough matchup for Green Bay. But Randall Cobb is getting touches, and for $5,000, that's a score. Taylor Gabriel, $4,300 at the Rams. Okay, tight ends. Okay, here we go. Lance Kendricks, $2,800 at home against Atlanta. Jason Witten, $3,100 at New York. The Polish Prince, the beautiful Polish Prince, C.J. Fedorowicz. I still don't know if I'm saying your name right, but I love you. $3,900 at Indiana. Okay, those are my picks for tight ends. Kendricks, Witten, and the Polish Prince. Okay? Defense, a.k.a. the pick six bunch to go for Minnesota, Arizona, or Tampa Bay. I could smell the playoffs, and it smells good. Ooh-wee! All right, listen, soft-ass t-shirts are for sale. We got the Stickman, too. It's beautiful. It's butter soft. Navy blue on white. Derek Jeter, number 2. The 5-star stereo podcast t-shirt. Fantasy football is life t-shirts. Get a shirt for you or your loved one this holiday season at iamrapaportshop.com or districtlines.com/iamrapaport. All right, now it's time for the shout-outs. It's probably my favorite part of the fantasy football follies, okay? Those I beat and those who beat me, heads up on DraftKings. Here are the teams that I was impressed by this weekend, okay? They got the better of me in the monkey cage. Charlie Lowe, Carol 1504, Freckleface, you fuck you. Waxy Man, way to come back with a vengeance. Bane, the blueprint in a squeaker. Impier 1, Dr. Fantasy 2015, Vermont Rapper Pack. I like your style. Chin Nuts, nice. Nice hard body karate, soft ass tee is your logo. I like that. I respect the win. Mike Chapman 80, here are the teams that I beat. You fucks you. Trivia Craig, Rapper Chicks. I love you girls. Love you. I had to take you down. Oh, hello. Bye-bye. Boxwine Motorsports, lay off the sauce, my friend. Victory Auto, Sofa King Bueno, Ace Costa, a.k.a. the Rhode Island Rapper Pack. Good game. You're a great player, but you weren't great this week. In too deep, no Bruno. I like this fucking guy. I like this fucking guy. El Presidente from Barstool Sports. Thanks for taking the challenge, okay? But that's what happens when you step into the monkey cage. Tool 24, that's what you get. You fuck you. Tool 24, I had to make an example of you. That is what you get, you fuck you, when you try to call out the dingo. Tool 24, you fuck you. This is Michael Rapaport, the quarterback of the Fantasy Football Follies, where we don't fact check and we don't stat check. Remember to come see me and G Moody, last name rhimes with duty, Saturday, December 10th at Irving Plaza for the event of 2016. It's going to be the live podcast event of the year. We're going to have a good time. We're doing the meet and greet for free. We don't charge for that. This is the podcast for the people, and we're staying around to meet the people. We're taking selfies with the people this Saturday at Irving Plaza, December 10th. Once again, tickets are still available. www.iamrappaporttour.com. Good luck in the playoffs. Guys that are on bye, girls that are on byes in your fantasy football teams, enjoy it. Talk shit whether you win, lose, or draw. This is the Fantasy Football Follies. I am the Gringo Mandingo, and I'm out.